Time now to bring in our gal from Visit North Platte. She is the executive director of the fine organization that promotes tourism across the area, Lisa Burke. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm great, Corey. It's a beautiful morning.
You know, got to mention the nice little tourism awards you had, Excellence in Tourism Awards, and the whole thing went off great this year. The meal was great, and you did it all in about an hour, 10 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah,
I don't know how we got through there. I mean, we had a great meal, you know,
yes.
Conversed a little bit with people at our table, and then you get rolling with those awards and go right through. You handed out a lot of awards that day.
We did, and that's we do that purposely during Tourism Week to, you know, recognize what tourism does for, you know, it's a national tourism week, so everybody across everybody across the nation is talking about tourism and what it does for the local economy. You know, here in Lincoln County, it brings in, you know, $120 million in tourism revenue every year, and that's a big
impact. If they saw a pot full of $120 million, it would have to be a huge
yes.
pot, for one thing.
Yeah.
Even if it was 20s or 50s or 100s,
yeah.
It had to be big, but just let that soak in for our listeners. You know, $120+ million
right.
in this county,
right?
From people that come and visit the various things the county has to offer.
Right.
That's just
and spend the night.
Amazing.
Yes, and yeah, eat and chop, and you know, view attractions. Come to our events. You know, that's an important part of our economy. You know, it generates 1,500 jobs with a $30 million, you know. Payroll for them, so it's all important, and Tourism Week gives us an opportunity to recognize that, and then we add our Excellence in Tourism Awards on top of that to recognize those people who go above and beyond when customers are here, visitors are here, to show them, you know, special customer service, because those visitors are what makes North Platte tick, and the people that work those front lines, volunteers, you know, all of that makes every event here, every attraction we have, every restaurant, retail, a better place. So we want to kind of, you know, recognize those unsung heroes that there's not any awards out there for. So,
and I like the fact that you do honor, you have an award specifically for volunteers and people that volunteer their time. You recognize that in this day and age, it's hard to find volunteers
it
too.
Is.
People are pretty, you know, pretty curmudgeon about the free time that they get. But you get people that are very giving and sacrificial and say, hey, I've got some time here, and they can do various things, and they're willing to do it.
Right.
And you got, I mean, I'm sure everybody on that list that was nominated was deserving.
Oh, most definitely.
You had to pick one.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the other thing I wanted to, you know, impress upon people. When you're nominated, that's a big, huge thing, to just be nominated.
Just be nominated.
Because they are coming,
special.
You know, it's coming from the community. Our community members, maybe your peers in at work are nominating you, or a visitor or, you know, a patron of a business has recognized that you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So they've nominated you. And then, you know, our board takes all those nominations and has a really hard time trying to pick out, you know, which ones rise to the top. So it's important that we recognize everyone that's nominated, as well as those who were chosen to win. So it's a great time. It's a very important part of what we do in tourism, because we have great partners here in Lincoln County. We're really, really blessed that everybody works really well
Your
together.
Staff is great. I mean, the way you ran that, I just, you can, you know that. You work with them day to day.
Yes.
But without your staff that you have and the attention to detail and just the welcoming spirit, it doesn't come off the way it's designed to come off.
Right.
And you got very good people.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And, you know, our board members were there as well to help greet and sit people down. So have an awesome staff. I believe in surrounding myself with really good people. And we have a great board as well, and we all work mm-hmm. really well together. So it's fun to take that time in May and recognize everybody mm-hmm. and pull together everything that we do and show that off.
It was good to have Jen there too with her North Jen Platte Jordy. Roots mm-hmm. and handing out the awards, gave right. a little, nice little talk before the handout of the awards yeah. too. And
Jen Jordy's the new Nebraska Tourism director, mm-hmm. So she used to work here over 10 years ago at KNOP TV. So yeah. Been good friends with Jen for a long time, so mm-hmm. it was fun to have her back.
All right, the calendar just flipped to June, and Nebraska Land Days plus a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, there's a plethora of things to do. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely encourage everyone to go to our calendar at visitnorthplatte.com. There's something going on.
This is the month every you have to scroll a long ways to get all the events, right?
yes, with Nebraska Land Days events, and then we got the Miss Nebraska pageant, and the Heritage Festival at the museum, the Miss Rodeo Nebraska pageant, and Nebraska Land Days, and then it goes right into 4th of July. It's we've got a jam-packed few.
A lot of extra celebrations here. Because mm-hmm. of the 250th yes, birthday of the country yes, this year.
Yeah, we are partnering with the city and a lot of other entities. Also on our website is every event that is celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of events that are on there already. And they can be from this weekend. They run from this weekend till the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. They're not just set for July 4th. So there's lots and lots and lots of those events. So that I can't even mm-hmm. begin to compile those for you, Corey. You have to just go to that.
That's why
our
the
part
website,
of our page. Yes.
Facebook. And are you on Instagram too? Or
yes, we are. Yeah. We are on Instagram. So, and if you have an event that we don't know about, because it is possible that there's things out there, call us at Visit North Platte or email us, and we'll put that event on our calendar as well.
Mm-hmm. You also, I think you mentioned it last month too. You are taking ongoing grant applications for upcoming events too.
Right.
About three to 6 months down the line is what you're looking for. And what's your next deadline
The
for
next
that?
Deadline is July 1st. Okay. Those are for events October, November, and December.
Okay.
So that's the next quarter. You can always apply early, and I really encourage people to do that if you know that, your event is going to happen, because we get more applications than we have money. So there is a time that we run out of those funds. So we really encourage people to apply early. That way you can market early and plan your event, because what funds you have, and then mm-hmm. what you have to go out and ask for in the public too.
And those come out of the lodging taxes, right?
Yes,
right. I mean, you get that money that people spend the overnight stays.
Right.
And you get that money, and then you dole it out. And it just is just like keep encouraging more and more tourism, right?
Yeah, it's kind of what our return on investment is. The board mm-hmm. looks at that when that grant application comes in, because that is mm-hmm. How we are 100% funded by the lodging tax that's collected in Lincoln County. So they're looking at what that event is going to bring in as far as hotel room nights and what that'll generate and what its potential is to grow and be a sustainable event for our area as
well. I think
well.
People would really be probably even native people that have lived their whole life in North Platte, Lincoln County area would be surprised if they went on and just scrolled through all the different things happening. They'd probably be like, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on. Or, I mean, just a lot of stuff I'm sure has been added within the last 10 years, too. But
just
constantly
lots.
The DNN Center is full. There's always something going on in that building. And then the ball fields are full of baseball and tournaments all summer long.
Yeah, May was huge for baseball tournaments, and you'll see the local softball and baseball mm-hmm. through the summer do quite a few local things. with kids. There's a big softball tournament during Nebraska Land Days. I think it's the second weekend. Mm-hmm. It's before the rodeo that weekend. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of things going on that we help contribute to make sure it happens and people are aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you wanted to mention today?
No. We're yes and no.
All right.
There are a few new things that are happening. The Canteen Cruise Fest, which is the 10th, 11th, and 12th, I believe, of July. We had an opportunity to bring in a special event. Mm-hmm. And have you heard of Dock Dogs?
Dock Dogs?
Yes.
No, I haven't, to be honest.
So on... Okay.
Is this have to do with doctors?
No,
or?
It is dogs.
Okay.
Canines.
Okay.
On ESPN and all those channels that do all the crazy sports from mm-hmm. cup stacking to mm-hmm. everything else, there is a brand called Dock Dogs, and they have a big platform and then a big swimming pool.
Okay, that was my other. That was going to be my second guess. That had something to do with like boat docks.
Yes. So the dogs are judged and on how far they jump into the water. They're chasing something that's running and or being pulled in front of them. How far they jump or how high they jump, and the dogs range from little, rat terriers to a big athletic, golden retriever or lab.
Sounds like fun.
It is. And it's
just to watch.
It is hilarious to watch. And it's fun to watch because the owners just get as excited about, seeing their dog compete as well. But we are bringing them in for the first Friday and Saturday of that event, just to kind of add something new. And it's a circuit. They have competitors, regular competitors as well, compete, and they're put in a classification higher. But there's going to also be a local segment of this where people can enter their dog.
Great.
If your dog is one that will jump off a dock, basically, into the water and, after something... but look it up online.
Okay.
DockDogs.com. It's going to be a really fun event. It's kind of like a show.
And where is that going to take place?
It'll be west of Pizza Ranch.
Oh.
There, right under the right by the viaduct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's a very, I can't remember how many, 20,000 or 40,000 gallons of water the tank is. So it's a big
so they have pre-built tank then.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a fun new thing for our community that we want to let people know if your dog is athletic and he will do that, there will be a local category that they can enter them in.
Great.
So
great.
It'll be fun.
Anything else
that no,
pretty
that,
much cover what
that
you
is
to
kind
talk
of
about?
The new fun stuff we got going on. We're working continuously. The rec center now that the pool will be open, I believe it's the 17th of this month, mm-hmm. We're starting to aggressively look at putting events in the rec center. So swimming events to...
Yeah, that's going to be great when that's finished.
Basketball, volleyball tournaments, so we're working really hard on that this summer, too.
Visit NorthPlatte.com is the website.
That is.
And on social media, Facebook, Instagram, visit North Platte, and check it out. Plenty of stuff going on. If you can't find anything to do, you're dead, I think.
You need to come out from
there's
under your
rock. There's something for all ages.
There is.
The Golden Games for the 55-plus crowd coming up here. That's great. Lisa Burke's been our guest on the second half of Mugs with Visit North Platte. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Corey.
Enjoy June, because July will be here before
you
know.
Yes.